AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Palestinians have been fleeing Rafah as Israeli operations continue across Gaza. Our Joe Fetterman's in Jerusalem.
The operation for the time being appears to be limited in scope, but Israel already has captured the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. The other major crossing, Kerem Shalom, on the Israeli border, also has been closed in recent days because of Hamas attacks. Israel reopened it, and once again, it came under attack. It's not clear whether that crossing will be able to function.
President Biden says the U.S. will not supply offensive weapons Israel can use in an all-out assault on Rafah. A Georgia appeals court has agreed to review a ruling allowing D.A. Fani Willis to keep prosecuting the election interference case against former President Trump. Julie Walker has details.
Trump and some other defendants had tried to get the Fulton County DA removed from the case, saying her romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade created a conflict of interest. The judge overseeing the case ruled Willis could continue if Wade stepped aside, which he did. The judge allowed Trump and the others to seek a review of his ruling from the Georgia Court of Appeals, which on Wednesday agreed to take the case. I'm Julie Walker.
In this moment, the country desperately needs a functioning Congress. And that's what the overwhelming majority of the members in this body demonstrated today.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, after lawmakers rejected an attempt to oust him by a 359-43 vote. Violent storms continue tearing across the central and southeast U.S. At least two deaths reported. Nathan Jeruzel at the National Weather Service.
You have the cold air from the winter that's retreating, and then you have the warm air that's coming in more frequently as the seasons change. And when those two kind of meet up like they did yesterday, you get this boundary and it helps to produce severe weather.
This is AP News. You may not know the name, but Margie Zaraletta has news of the death of a significant figure in the music world.
Producer and engineer Steve Albini has died of a heart attack, according to an engineer at his electrical audio studio. Albini was 61. Steve Albini was a producer who preferred to be called an engineer. His album credit usually read, recorded by Steve Albini, if he accepted credit at all. Albini worked on Nirvana's In Utero album, as well as Surfer Rosa by the Pixies and Razorblade Suitcase by Bush. Albini's work also included music from PJ Harvey, Helmet, The Jesus Lizard, and The Breeders. Albini released his own music with the bands Big Black and Shellac. He was an outspoken critic of the music industry and a successful poker player. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
What else should I be? And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.